Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 16, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Paymentology partners with MasterCard. Global issuer processor Paymentology has announced its extended partnership with MasterCard to improve financial inclusion across Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. GoCardless partners with Coleno. GoCardless, a bank payments company, has partnered with financial operations platform Coleno to enable financial officers and credit controllers to schedule and automate their invoice collection. Musoni System partners with Brancas. Cloud banking and digitalization partner for microfinance Musoni System has partnered with open finance company Brancas to enhance credit scoring and corporate financing in Asia. Shufti Pro partners with C-Wallet. Shufti Pro has partnered with FinTech C-Wallet to improve the digital financial experience for Qatar customers and enterprises. Marqeta unveils DocsAI question and answer tool. Global card issuing platform Marqeta has unveiled the DocsAI tool to streamline the process of launching embedded finance solutions. Matera acquires Brazilian AI provider Sinecta. Brazil-based instant payment and QR code technology provider Matera has acquired Brazil-based AI company Sinecta to bring AI to instant payments. Payoneer Singapore receives a MPI license from the MAS. Payoneer's subsidiary in Singapore has received a major payment institution license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. SumUp launches in Australia. SumUp, a global financial technology company, has launched in Australia aiming to serve the country's business community as it continues its expansion. Terra Pay expands operations in Italy. Global payments infrastructure company Terra Pay has announced it has secured an electronic money institution, EMI, license to operate in Italy. Ecompay offers local acquiring in the US. UK-based payment service provider and UK and European direct bank card acquirer Ecompay has announced that it offers local acquiring in the US. NoCody expands collaboration with Network International. UAE-based fintech NoCody has expanded its collaboration with UAE-based payment products and services provider Network International. Nathone launches VPNs and proxies behavioral detection solution. Poland-based Nathone has launched a behavioral detection solution of VPNs and proxies to help prevent account takeover, payment fraud, and other fraud trends. MAS reveals main features of its stablecoin regulatory framework. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has revealed the main features of a regulatory framework that aims to ensure value stability for stablecoins. Payments Watchdog suggests 415.00 ceiling for app fraud reimbursement claims. The UK's payment systems regulator plans to set a 415,000 maximum reimbursement level for victims of authorized push payments, app, fraud. Huge queues form at Bank of Ireland ATMs after tech blunder. An online snafu that allowed customers with no money in accounts to transfer and withdraw funds led to huge queues at Bank of Ireland ATMs. Big names join Brazil's CBDC pilot phase. Brazil's central bank has picked 16 proposals, from firms including Nubank, Microsoft, Visa and SETL, for the pilot phase of its Drex CBDC project. Brazil's Matera buys Sinecta to bring AI to instant payments. Brazil's Matera is bringing AI to instant payments after acquiring local outfit Sinecta. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. TerraPay achieves EMI license in Italy. TerraPay, a leading global payments infrastructure company, today announced that it has secured authorization as an electronic money institute, EMI, in Italy. Payoneer Singapore awarded major payment institution license. Payoneer Singapore Private Limited, Payoneer Singapore, a subsidiary of Payoneer Global Inc., NASDAQ. Payo, the financial technology company empowering the world's small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, to transact, do business, and grow globally, has been granted a major payment institution license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Klar secures $100 million credit facility from Victory Park Capital. Klar, S.A. de C.V., Klar, the Mexico City-based digital financial services platform, announced today that it has secured a $100 million credit facility from Victory Park Capital, VPC, a global alternative investment firm specializing in private credit. UK growth stage fintech fund launched by Citi Grandees. A new funding vehicle for providing growth stage capital to UK fintechs has launched with support from Barclays, London Stock Exchange Group, Mastercard, NatWest and Peel Hunt. Experian charged with spamming customers who signed up to protect their identity. Experian has been fined $650,000 by the Federal Trade Commission for spamming customers with product and marketing messages that they did not sign up for. Versatile Credit and Nationwide Marketing Group join forces with Wells Fargo. Versatile Credit, a credit aggregation for merchants and lenders, and Nationwide Marketing Group, NMG, have launched a consumer financing portal in collaboration with Wells Fargo. Alternative airlines, Link Money offer open banking payments. Payment platform Link Money has partnered with flight booking platform Alternative Airlines to provide U.S. customers with a simplified open banking payment experience. Splitit secures a $50 million MLN growth commitment from Motive Partners. U.S.-based installment service Splitit has secured a $50 million growth commitment from U.S.-based private equity firm Motive Partners. Ajman Bank introduces Google Pay. Sharia-compliant Ajman Bank has introduced Google Pay for its debit and credit card holders, both for Android and Wear OS. Splitit to delist after securing $50 million investment. Splitit, the BNPL player behind a white-label installments as a service platform, is planning to delist from the ASX after securing up to $50 million from Motive Partners. ChargeAfter expands embedded lender network with Wells Fargo. ChargeAfter, the embedded lending platform for point-of-sale financing, announced today that it is partnering with Wells Fargo Retail Services, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, NA that facilitates the delivery of consumer private label and industry credit card programs to retailers. Consensus Layer 2 blockchain Linea completes public launch. Today, the leading Web3 software technology company, Consensus, announces the completion of the public launch of its Layer 2 blockchain solution Linea. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.